day at practice time, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 feet tall, weighed 225. He was bald at the top and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big Earth. Big Bad Earth. Everybody seemed to know where Earth come from when he drifted into Statesboro after 81. He didn't promise much, but as time went by, we knew that pretty soon we'd see the eagle fly for Big Earth. It was Northern Iowa back in 85. Said you Southern guys won't get out alive. Monty Sharp and Harris and Tracy Ham sent the Iowa boys home to watch on ESPN for Big Earth. Big Bad Earth. Then came the game with the title on the line. Furman jumped his bat and fans started crying. Players were praying, Furman scored on a pass. And everybody thought that we'd breathed our last ever. With 14 seconds left to play in time, we had one chance left. It was do or die. And Tracy Ham scrambled from a would-be grave, and his pass to Frankie Johnson won the football game for Big Earth. Big Bad Earth. In 86, we were back in it again, but nobody'd ever had back-to-back wins. Carolina, Nickel State, and Reno were dropped, and now there's only one team left to stop Big Earth. Just mail us the trophy, said Arkansas State. We can stop Tracy Ham, he ain't so great. With offense and defense and Hambone, we won. Georgia Southern 48, Arkansas 21, Big Earth. Big Bad Earth. In the trophy case up in Georgia Southern's halls are the championship trophies and the two game balls. On the team picture, all the players wrote this line: we had to go and get it just one more time for Big Earth. Big Bad Earth.